Glory to God. He's a good God, isn't he? Y'all look pretty today. I already know I do. Wake up that way every day. I've gotten used to it after 62 years. This is good. It's good, good. I'm just making sure everybody's got teeth. You know, the one thing you want to always be ready for, if you're going to receive something, all right, you want to receive it with joy. And we want to expect from God. Amen? Amen. Start out excited today, and we'll remain excited all week long. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's open up our Bibles to Psalm 18. I'm going to start in verse 30, perhaps. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was in a... I was talking with the youth, actually, with Rachel and Ethan and some of the other guys, some of the... part of the youth, and they were talking about things, how things are done. There's a way that things are done here at Faith Life Church, and you know, a lot of people say, well, that's the way the Moors want it. No, it's not the way the Moors want it. It's the way God chose them to do it. And you know, a lot of people say, well, that this is one rule and this is one. There, none of them are rules. They're all ways. How many know that you don't have to do any of them? You probably just won't be able to help here. Right? Well, you got to do it God's way. You know, if somewhere else, they may do it a different way, and that's great. Right? But here, you know, they seek God to find out His way of doing things. And, you know, one of the things I've noticed over the years, I've been here for ever now, before 2002, anyway, right at 2002. But one of the things I noticed, the first thing was that their ways, God's ways, were never the easy way. And see, I'm an easy way guy. Yeah, I'm just going to come right out and say it. I am an easy way guy. My flesh likes it the way I like it. Amen. If I got an idea, I want to do it that way. And I don't want to deviate from it because that's the easiest way. But you know, none of that ever requires faith. Do you ever notice the easy way never requires faith? God's ways will always require something of you. They will require faith. They will require you acting on your faith. They will require something of your heart. Right? Let me rephrase that. They will require all of your heart. Amen? And I know you guys know the story, but there's been many times where I've been asked to do something in the ministry, not many times recently, I'm growing. But where I'd just say, okay, all right, this sounds way harder than the way we should do it. We could do it this way and be way easier. We could do it that way. And immediately, Mrs. Moore especially, she said, your heart's not there. And you can't, why? Because you can't do things for God without your heart. You can't. He doesn't want your mind, right? He's going to give you a new mind. He's going to renew that old mind and give you something new to think about. What? Because He's going to give you a heart that will override your stupid head. Amen. And that's what we need. Amen. Let's look at Psalm 18 before I'll just start talking, and you never, before we know it, I'll say a bunch of verses, but I won't read any. Amen. Psalm 18, verse 30. It says, as for God, His way is perfect. How many know that the Lord's never been wrong? Amen. Right? Now, when He says this is the way to do it, guess what? There's no other way. Right? And you could argue, you could say, well, but God, if we do this, or we do, and He said, no, this way. And He says, God's way is perfect. The word of the Lord's already been tried. There's nothing greater than it. There's nothing above it. There's nothing above God's word. There's nothing that His word is not done. It always works. When people say, well, you know, I tried this. Well, that's what you did. You tried it. Right? Don't try His word. Live His word. Amen? Amen? I've tried it too, and guess what? It didn't work. Because I was trying it. Right? Whenever I decided to do it, it always worked. Amen. It's always been there for me. It's always stood under me. It's always surrounded me and kept me. You know, I look at so many times, and you guys know it in your own life, that had he not been there, right there with you, you wouldn't have made it. You wouldn't have made it. You wouldn't have gotten through. You wouldn't be here right now. You'd have walked away. Right? But he was there to encourage you. You know, the Lord even encourages us when we try to go the wrong way. He doesn't just say, stop it and go this way. He says, hey, look here. I've never failed. Who you want to trust? Amen? I've always come through for you. Who you want to trust? He'll encourage you. He'll give you more word. He'll give you more word. He'll put you in a place around people that will encourage you. Glory to God. As for the Lord, His ways, perfect. Perfect. In other words, He is 1 trillion and 0. He's never lost. He's never failed. The word of the Lord is tried and it's never failed. Every time it comes forth, it does exactly what the word says. Amen? He's a buckler. He's a stronghold. He is a safety net. For everybody? No? No? What's he require again? Faith. He's a buckler for those who trust him. And see, that's, people want, the easy way to just say, oh Lord, just help me. You know, I don't know if you can or not, but he's a safety, he's a refuge for those who trust him. Amen? It's a requirement that we have faith, that we trust in who he is and what he's done. We need to trust that the worlds were formed at his word. Right? You know, and people, you know, it says by faith we understand. We need, by faith you understand. You have no idea. I think I talked about this last time I preached. You have no idea how the worlds were formed. But you know and you understand by faith that it was at His Word. Right? The scientists can go back as far as they can and they're still stuck on the Big Bang. And like Brother Moore said, there probably was a Big Bang. But it was God's Word, amen, that formed everything you see right here, right now, amen? And it's so to follow in His way, you're going to have to trust Him, amen? You're going to have to take Him at His Word, that His way is perfect. And there is no better way. You know, if you go up just a few verses in that, the writer of that psalm says, I ran through a war. Basically, and I got through. You pulled me through, right? I've been through the fire, and you got me out. What's he saying? Why? Because I trusted you. Because I trusted you, you made a way, but your way is perfect. Amen? And that's the way we're looking for. We're trying to get away from our way. Amen? Well, what's it say? What is it in Proverbs 14? Look at Proverbs 14, maybe verse 2. I wrote it down, but I wrote it with my handwriting, so. Yeah, that's not the one. That ain't it. I wrote it. Try Proverbs 12. Now I can see it since I got it wrong, see? And this is sad, I didn't write it when I was asleep. I was wide awake when I wrote it. There's a way that seems right. There is a way that seems right. Right? Yep. How many have had that way before? I've done that way. I lived that way, right? This seems good. Let's do this. One more debt. This seems good. Let's do this. Oh, now you're under the barrel. Let's try this. Let's pay our bills with our credit cards. Huh? Yeah, that's the way that seemed right to me. Huh? Guess what? It ended in death. I can tell you that right now. The death of my finances, the death of one of my houses that I had to sell because I couldn't pay everything. There's a way, right? In other words, we don't have to do things God's way. We don't have to. There's a way that seems right to us, but the end of that way is death. Amen? We're not looking. We got to quit looking for our way. Again, most of you are just like me. You like the easy way. Amen? You like the easy way. And what did Jesus say? He said, enter through the straight gate. What did he say? Well, that doesn't sound easy. You know why? Because it ain't. Is not. For those who don't understand hillbilly. Is not. It is not. And that's what... Well, let's just go to those verses, actually. Let's just go there. Thank you, Lord. He's helping us already. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 7, starting verse 13. There is a way that seems right. It's a big broad way. It says, enter through the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad. You know what that word broad means? And if you look it up in the Hebrew, spacious. Doesn't that sound good? You know, I was going to go through the straight gate, but there was a spacious gate. You know, the devil's good. Come on, this is spacious. This is good. Try this. This is where you want to go. Come, looky here. He'll put big bright lights up there for you. He'll make it look really good. He'll make it seem right. Huh? Go this way. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. And guess how many go in there? A lot. Why? Because everybody's like me. They got flesh. Right? Y'all got flesh? Are you guys perfected already? I thought I had the fleshy crowd. I thought they had one time been fleshy. This is the crowd that had one time messed up. Or did I get the crowd that has never messed up? Right? Because I messed up a couple times. I'm pretty perfect now, but two or three times. Early days. I did mess up. Amen. And I took the broad. Why? Because the broad road is spacious. It is easy. It looks good. It looks right. It looks like, why not do it that way? That makes it so much simpler. And when you do it that way, you'll get a little ways before you find the dead end. Right? Have anybody ever been driving looking for something and you're in a neighborhood and you keep turning down roads with cul-de-sacs? I drove somewhere the other day, I forget where we were, and I kept turning on roads, and none of them led anywhere. They all went nowhere. And finally, I had to get out my GPS and get out of there. Because every road had a cul-de-sac in it. I think it was in Little Rock somewhere. But that's what the broad road does. It doesn't give you a warning that it's going to dead end. It just dead ends. Amen? And the way seemed good, but it was not God's way. Amen? Go back to the verses. It says, enter at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many, many there go in. They go that way. And you know... Here's the time you don't want to be part of the many, right? You don't want to be part of the many. You want to think, okay, I've had that warning. Let me look at verse 14, right? He says, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way. And you know, if you look that up in the Hebrew, you're not going to like it. Narrow means narrow, small, tight, pressure. Right? Narrow means there. It's a small way to get there. What's he saying? He's saying there's one way. There's only one way, and it's right there. And what's it going to require for you to walk through the narrow gate? It's going to require your faith. Why? Because you're going to look at it and say, that can't be God. God's a good God, right? God is a good God. Wouldn't it narrow gate? No. You got to quit using your religious mind to try to figure out God's plan. You got to use your spirit. You got to use your renewed man. Then you got to say, wait a second. God requires faith. If I'll go through there, I'll find what I'm looking for. I'll seek and he'll be there. The way is right there. There isn't the ways. There's the way. Amen? And this is the way we do it. And as God gives us his ways, it's up to us. It, just because there is a way doesn't mean you're going to take it. People say, well, God made a way. I can just, God will make a way. Now, he will, but you got to get on it.
That's right.
Right? It's up to us to follow. And for us to follow, we have to decide. We have to believe. We have to say, I have faith in God. I don't have faith in my faith. I don't have faith in what they said. I don't have faith in what they said. I have faith in what he said. And he said there's a straight gate. He said there's one way. And if I'll take that straight gate, what's it lead to? Life. Life. If we follow and we allow the things of God and his ways to get in our heart. Right? That's what he's saying. He said, pay attention to my word. Pay attention to my word. Right? Keep it in the midst of your heart. Why? Because it's life and health. What do you want to do? What, you want to go my way, which is what I just said? Or the other way? That's destruction, life and health. Destruction, life and health. If you knew that to start with, you wouldn't even look at the spacious way. And that's why we have to make God's ways our ways. We have to refuse to take our mind and say, wait a second, Lord. Guess what? He's still smarter than you even when you negotiate. Right? Anybody ever negotiated with him? Lord, if you just help me out of this. He'd say, I am trying to help you out of this. Go that way. But I need to go this way. And he says, no, I'm telling you, go this way. Right? And you're trying to negotiate. Well, if you would just get me through this way this one time. The next time I'll go that way. And he says, no, guess what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to come all the way back down the road you were on.
That's right.
Right? And now go back down the road that I gave you. And that's the thing. On the broad road, you may cross over his way because you're going like this. And you're going to go 18 miles to get one. And I live in Branson, so I know how that works. There are roads there that are 6 miles long, and if you flew over them, it would take you 100 yards to get there. Literally, they go like this, and you look back, and the car that was behind you is even with you now on the curve that you went around. You went nowhere. Right? And that's what he's saying about the broad road. You're not going anywhere. You're not doing it right. You're not using my wisdom. You're not using my grace. You're not using the things that I've put in you because they don't work on that road. Amen? You know, so there's people in the earth today and they're trying to get to God any way but Jesus. I just want God, but I don't want that Jesus. And guess what? He's the way. Right? And God's way is perfect. So Jesus is perfect. And he's the way. God made a way to him. But you have to follow it. We have to be followers of Christ in our Christian walk. If you want to get to where, you know those people that are trying to find Jesus, or find God without Jesus, they are literally, you've heard people say you can't get there from here. Literally, they cannot get to where they want to be from where they are. Amen? God built a bridge. He built a way through Jesus Christ and through the blood so that we could get to him. We could be healed. We could be prosperous. We could have his ways working in our life. Amen? All the benefits of God, but you got to use your faith. Right? You can't just say, well, it'd be just so easy. I believe in God, but I don't believe in going to church. I don't need all those Christian-y people around me. They're so churchy. They try to love on you, right? They try to shake your hand and give you a hug. I don't like that. I don't like that. I like to stand back and just be me. Be you all your life and miss the way. Amen? There's a lot of be-me-ers out there, and they ain't doing it good. They are not making it where they're trying to go. They're being destroyed. Amen. They're being destroyed. And it's not a good place to be, because the gate, the straight gate, and the narrow way which leads to life, few find it. How many want to be the few? Let's a lot of us be the few. Right? I'm hoping a lot of people will become few. Right? If they say, who are you? Say, I'm one of the few. Yeah? Yeah, I'm one of the few. Why you do it that way? Well, I'm one of the few. Why are you going that direction? I'm one of the few. Right? That's the way we're going to go. Well, there's a lot of trouble that way. I'm one of the few. Right? It doesn't matter how much trouble's there anyway. Why? It's His way. How much fire hurt the three Hebrew children? How much fire hurt them? It was a really hot fire. Are you sure they didn't have like the end of their hair singed or something? No, because why? Because they did it what God said. His way. And when you do it His way, you go through the fire, neither does the flame kindle upon you. You'll go through the flood, and it will not overtake you. But you still have to go through. And see, that's our problem, because our flesh looks at that and like, fire. No. Spacious. Fire. Spacious. Fire. Do I look stupid? If you choose spacious, you do. Be one of the few. Be one of the few. Head through right through the fire, knowing that God's got you. He'll be there. You can trust Him. He's spoken His word in you and over you and around you. And you cannot be destroyed on that path. It's not possible. People say, well, I'm on that path and I got destroyed. No. I don't. You cannot like me here for just 1 minute. No. If you were on God's path, you did not get destroyed. You may have went through some destruction, but you didn't get destroyed. You came out on the other side with completely clean, pure. You know what? If you were a coal when you went in, you were a diamond when you got out. Right? Because that's all pressure does to the few. When you're one of the few, pressure just makes you greater. It makes you stronger. And I'm not talking about sickness. There's no sickness in there. You can walk right through the sickness and it can't get on you. Why? Because you're already healed. You're one of the few. You're one of the few. Amen? And we have to purpose to do these things, or your flesh won't let you. It won't. Because if your flesh is anything like mine, if there's chocolate cake, right? Chocolate cake, carrots. Spacious, narrow. Right? The devil's not stupid. He's going to put everything you like in the doorway to that spacious place. Everything you love, and man, it looks so good. It looks so good. And then all of a sudden you think, wait, I'm a faith man. I trust God. I'm going to walk over these carrots. I'm going to get right around them, but I'm still going with it now. You're going to go the way of the broccoli. You're going? How are you going? Whew, we're going the way of the broccoli. It's a tough road. It's a narrow road. But it's the road I choose. And that's what he's saying. He's saying, choose, if you love me, follow me. Do what I say. If you love me, what? You trust me. You'll have faith in me. And because you love me, your faith will work. Every time. Why? Because it's operating out of love. Amen? And as you move towards him in the narrow gate, the pressure's not even getting to you. All it's doing is keeping you straight. Right? It's keeping you on the narrow path. Why? Because there ain't a bunch of places to go. You can't go like this and like this. And you can't go 18 miles to get 100 yards. You can't do that on his way. On his way, you get from point A to point B, and you go from point B to point C, and there's no dead ends. Why? It leads to life. It leads to life everlasting. So as you keep going, everlasting life begins pouring in you. Eternal values that God has in Him now become part of your life. Amen? Look at Isaiah. There's Isaiah 55. It's a one that everybody knows well. Isaiah 55. Thank you, Lord. He's helping us. He's helping us. What does it require to go God's way? Faith. Faith. There's never going to be a day where you say, well, Lord, just take me your way. He's not going to do it. He's going to say, you choose. You choose. You choose. I've laid out a good plan for you. You know, Rob said this verse last week in his sermon in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plan I have for you. God already knows the plan. So what's he saying? He's saying, you got to trust it. Right? You trust it. I know. God's already said, I know you're going to make it if you follow my plan. I already know. He sees the end from the beginning. So he doesn't get surprised. He goes, oh, I didn't know there was fire in there. They say, no, he already had a plan for that. He made a word, right? He formed a weapon against any weapon that could be formed against you that could not be greater than the weapon in you. Amen? And when he did that, he enabled you to go through and around and by and it, whatever way his path goes, you can do it. You can do it. Amen? Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. There's the key to following God. Right? Seek God. You know, when I was really, really broke, like I said, paying my bills with my credit cards, I was seeking prosperity with all my heart. Right? I was seeking the good things in the Word that God said about prosperity. I was seeking everything in the Bible except God. Right? I wanted out of the problem, but I wanted to seek prosperity. You notice God never says, seek what I have. He says, seek me. If you find God, you'll get what he has. Amen? Because if you find God, you'll please God. Amen. Why? Because it takes faith to find him. Right? And faith is what pleases him. Amen. You know, it says when a man's ways please the Lord, how do you know that they please the Lord? Because he did it in faith. And he obviously followed God's ways. When a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies will be at peace with him. What's he saying? He's saying, this man pleased me. That, what's that mean? He had to be in faith. That, what? It's impossible to please God without faith. Right? So you know that if a man's ways please the Lord, they were faith ways. Amen? And guess what faith ways are? God's ways. So what are you literally doing? You're making God's ways your ways. And when we make God's ways our ways, we're at a higher way. Amen? The things that happen down here on the low road, on the spacious road, they can't happen to us because we're in a protected place. Right? But why is there trouble in there? Doesn't matter. If you're protected from it, how bad is the trouble? Right? Right? Nobody worries about something that can't hurt them. Right? Right? Nobody sits around, I know that can't get to me, but I am so concerned about it. Right? I know that the Lord's protected. I know that it could never touch me, but whew, I just don't know. You just said you knew. I just don't know. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, right? We don't want to have double-minded ways, right? There's one way. There's one way. It's the narrow, straight gate. Amen? The way of the broccoli. If you get through the broccoli, the chocolate cake's at the end. All right. That's not thus saith the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. I better get somewhere else. Call upon him while he is near. Verse 7. Let the wicked forsake what? His way. Let the wicked. How many of you have ever been wicked? All you had to be was not saved.
Right?
Yeah. Right? That's all he's saying. Let the not saved forsake his way.
Right.
Right? Because when you weren't saved, I don't care how good a person you were, you weren't good.
Right.
Right? The only good we got in us is God, and he put it all in us.
Yeah.
Amen? Let the weak, wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Amen? Okay, that's a God way. That's a higher way. When somebody does you wrong, when somebody turns their back on you, are you going to have mercy? That's God's way. That's God's way. Are you going to love him and pray for him? Right? When he's talking bad about you and telling everybody you're no good and you're a snake in the grass and you're going to pray for him, right?
Yes.
Right? That's a God way.
That's right.
Right? The things that Jesus said weren't good ideas. They were God's way. Amen? When he said, be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful. When he said, be kind to the unthankful. When he said, love your enemy. Pray for those who despitefully use you. These are ways. These are what kind of ways? They're the highest ways. These are the ways that not only help you, they help the person coming against you. Amen? When somebody says, hey, you should feed your enemy. You go, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to feed them broccoli. Yeah. Yeah. I got a big bowl of broccoli prepared for my enemy. Right? Right? He's thirsty. How about some carrot juice? Right? And see, that's your way. It seemed right. Seemed right, didn't it? You know, people cry for justice. Justice, we need justice. You don't want justice, you want mercy. And you don't want to give justice, you want to show mercy. Amen? You want to be like your Father in heaven. And they say, well, but you just don't know. I don't have to know. It's not my way, it's His. And you don't have to choose it. You do not have to choose it. All the days of your life, you can walk down the broad, spacious road. All the days of your short life. Right? Right? Man, there's money on the spacious road. Right? Good job on the spacious road. There's prosperity in the narrow way. There's healing in the narrow way. There's comfort and peace in the narrow way. There's hope and a future in the narrow way. There's none of that there. There's an end. There's death. It's a cul-de-sac. Except for you can't turn around. Right? You truly can never leave. No, you can. You can turn around in the cul-de-sac and come back to the narrow gate. Amen? And God will have mercy. He'll do just what he said in this verse. He'll have mercy on you. He says he'll have mercy upon them. Our Lord will have mercy and to our God, for he will abundantly... you know what? I'm glad to get a pardon, but God wants to give me an abundant pardon. He said, I'm going to wash you so clean, your dirt, your clean places are going to be clean. Amen. I'm going to make you so pure that there is nothing, there's no darkness within you at all. Amen. I'm going to pardon you. Why? These are the high ways. What do we get when we forsake our ways? We go to His ways. And the first thing you got to do is receive Him. You got to receive the Lord that has mercy on you. You got to receive the God that pardons you. What's He saying? Don't be in condemnation anymore. Get rid of the condemnation. Get rid of the guilt. Why? He took it away. He didn't just pardon you. He abundantly pardons you. And every time the devil says, oh, but look what you did. You know, I rarely go back and think, Lord, I paid my bills with my credit cards. Lord, I just can't live. I cannot live with myself. All right? I didn't go to church on Sunday for years. I didn't. I forgot. I'm with this crowd. When me and Kim got married, she was 18 and I was 20. We didn't even think about church. And we grew up in church. We have no excuse, not making any excuses. We went down the spacious path. We said, we can do anything we want. we're out of mom. We went straight from mom and dad's to married, right? It was real. Well, we didn't even know what to do. We're like when your dog gets out in the yard, and for a second it stays put because it doesn't know what to do. It's like, wait a second, I'm actually free. And then once it realizes it's free, boom, it's gone, and you ain't catching it. You're hoping somebody down the road gets a hold of it. That's what we were like. We're like, whoa, we're free. We can eat whatever we want. We can go. We can do. We can do it. And at that point, we had no bills, right? And so the $3 she made and the $5 I made, we were rich. We were so rich. And man, if we wanted to go and eat McDonald's for supper and have ice cream later, by golly, we did it. If we wanted to go to church, we would have, but we didn't. Why? Because we're talking about the spacious path. Right? And thank God, when I came to the end of me in the cul-de-sac of spacious path, right? He allowed me to come back. Not only did he allow me to come back, but every bit of word he'd spoken over me and in me and I'd heard in my ears, he let me have it. It was still there. And he brought it up. And he gave me mercy and he pardoned me and he brought me back to the narrow way. And he said, now go there. And I'm like, Lord, it's still narrow. I thought once I came back, it wouldn't be narrow. And he said, no, it's still a narrow path. Get in. Get in. And I got in with all my heart. I got in with all, man, they're cooking something good back there. I got in with everything we were. We began to go back. We didn't just go back to church. We began to live in Bible studies and anything we could find. Why? Because we became excited about the narrow road. Right? There's a way that seemed right, and the end lead to death. The narrow road was leading us to life and health. It was bringing us out to a better place, and it was showing us better ways. And we weren't getting it all at that time. We didn't understand to love people. You know, we loved them, but we loved them when they loved us. Right? Right? And one day God said, you haven't loved until you love somebody who doesn't love you. He said, you haven't even used my love. You've put no pressure on love when you only love. Like, it's so easy for me to love you guys right now. I just love y'all. Now, when I get out of here, I'm going to go somewhere and somebody's going to be yelling at the waitress. And I got to love that person. Right? I got to love that person. Somebody's going to pull out in front of me. Right? I got to have mercy on them. Why? Because I probably pulled out in front of somebody before. Right? Isn't it neat that when you're the driver, you're the greatest driver ever? You've never turned wrong. You've never stopped in front of somebody. You never didn't notice someone. When you're driving, you are the greatest driver ever. Amen? Everybody else needs lessons. You got it. You are on the broad path. I got to go to a higher way. Amen? In at the very end of 1 Corinthians 12, it said, seek after all these great gifts. But let me show you the more excellent way. And he said, let me show you the more. And it's going to take faith to walk in the more excellent way. It's going to take faith because in the more excellent way, the more excellent way is patient, is long-suffering, and it's kind. Amen? Put up 1 Corinthians, the love verses. Where are they about? I know it's chapter 13. I was trying to think it's like verse 6, maybe. Verse 4. Yeah. Substitute in charity, you can substitute love, but substitute the more excellent way. The more excellent way suffers long and is kind. So if you're going to follow God's way, you are now a patient, kind person. When you wake up every morning, you say, you know what I am? One of the few. I'm patient and I'm kind. When you walk into the restaurant, waitress having a bad day, good news, I'm one of the few. patient and kind. What can I do to help you today? Amen. The more excellent way doesn't envy. It doesn't vaunt itself. The more excellent way is not puffed up. Why? Because it loves. Knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. So you might say the more excellent way builds up. It encourages. Amen? The more excellent way doesn't behave itself unseemly. It doesn't yell at the waitress. Right? It doesn't talk bad about the driver that pulled out in front of it. It doesn't say, do you have a license? Even in the kindest of ways. Dear sir, do you have a license? Guess what? That's still not love. You can sprinkle all the sweetie you want on it. And unless it comes love from the heart, and it's the more excellent way, it ain't working. Amen? The most excellent way does not seek its own. And this is a way of God that we want to get a hold of. Every direction He goes, every direction He sends you, He's sending you to someone. He's sending you about someone. Everything He does is about someone else. He's not looking for His own. He's looking for you. He found you. Now He's looking through you to find the next person and the next person and the next person. You don't want to seek your own. Amen? We are the most unselfish people in the world. You know where the unselfish people live? You know. Spacious. They live in the broad, spacious place. The selfish people in the broad, the unselfish people. They're in the narrow, little narrow path. We're one of the few. Right? We're hoping there's a whole lot of one of the few's. Right? But the only thing you can choose is for you. And as you choose to love, as you choose to use the more excellent way, it will take your faith every day. It will take your faith to operate in love. It will take love to make your faith work. So they cannot ever disconnect from one another. Amen? They can never disconnect from one another. Why? Because we're looking for that higher way. Go back to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, he says, I'll abundantly pardon. In verse 8, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways, neither are your ways my ways. What's he saying? My ways are higher. Next verse. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Why do you go right to that out of, if you'll come back, I'll be merciful and abundantly pardoned? Because that's not common for the flesh. But it's common for God. Mercy is who He is. Mercy isn't what He has. He is merciful. He is kind. He doesn't have kindness. He is kind. Amen? And that's what He's saying. He's saying, you want to be kind. Or He said, you want to act kind. I'm going to make you kind. Right? You want to act like you love somebody. I'm going to make it to where you do love them. I'm going to give you abilities, a higher way, to where you walk at a level that you only dreamed you could do. And your flesh never wanted to. Amen? And when we get a hold of that, that His ways are higher, and we say, I want the higher way. I want as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, my thoughts higher than yours. What's He saying? Come my way. Come my way. Think like me. And you know, now, I'm sure everybody in here has done this, but you know when you think like God. Right? And you're almost proud of yourself, but you know you can't be prideful. Right? It's like you do something and you're like, wait a second. That was just like Dad. That was just like my father. Lord, I was kind. And I've never been kind in that situation. What's happening? You're forsaking your ways and you're going His. Glory to God. You're forgetting what's behind and you're pressing through the straight gate. Go to that verse, Philippians. Philippians, what is it, 3? Philippians 3. Philippians 3, verse 12. Thank you, Lord. We might close with this one. I don't know how long it'll take me to close, but we might close with it. It's not as though I'd already attained, either were already made perfect, but what's he do? Follows after. What's he doing? He's looking for something else. He says, but I follow after that I may apprehend. He's pursuing God's way. He's literally chasing it down. And it's right there because God said, follow me. And so he's following after. What is that psalm that says, my heart followed hard after you? My soul followed hard after you. Amen? That's what Paul's doing. He's following hard. He's saying, I'm forsaking everything else. In the verses earlier, he said, I count everything I had dung. Nothing. Everything I lost, nothing. For the glory of God. And he said, I don't want my righteousness anymore. What's he saying? I don't want to do it my way. He said, I want a righteousness by faith in Jesus Christ. He said, not of my own, not of my works, not what I've done, but what he's done for me. I follow after that I may apprehend that which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended it, but this one thing I do. You want to know how to not take the old paths? Forget about them. Forget about it. What's that commercial, the Jersey Mike's? Forget about it. I can't talk. I can only talk hillbilly and don't do New York. I don't do New York. Love New York, just can't speak it. It's a different language, right? Yeah. Right. There's a whole bunch of different languages in the United States. Right? It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I love it when I get to see my friend from Canada, even. My friends from Canada, eh? That's the only Canadian word I know, is eh? The rest of them sound a lot like ours. Forget about it. Forget those things. Forget everything you went to and back through and hit the narrow gate. Hit it hard. Hit it fast. Don't stop. Don't think. Don't look. Don't wonder. Trust God. Get in faith. Amen. Build your faith up and say, this is my direction from now on. Amen. Go back to the verse 13. Forgetting those things which are behind. What? Reaching. What are you reaching for? The straight gate, the narrow way. But, yeah, but look, there's stuff. Reach. Go. None of these. He's gonna have you by the hand. He's going to have a good man's steps are ordered of the Lord, right? And he delights in his way. You're now the good man. You're now the good man. You're in the right way. You went away from the bad man. Forget that. Forget that guy. And reach forth for those things which are before you. What's before you? His way. His will. Follow hard after what he has for you. Don't look and don't give consideration, as Craig said this morning, to all the other ideas and concepts. His way. His way and his way alone. Amen? Verse 14. I press. What's it going to take to get into the narrow way? You're going to have to press. Why? Press is faith. I use my faith toward the mark. I use my faith when I wake up. I use my faith when I lay down. I use my faith as I walk. I use my faith. I trust in God. He's never failed me. Everywhere he sends me, I'll have more than enough to get there. I'll have more than enough while I'm there. I'll have more than enough to get through it. I'll be protected. I'll get there and I'll get out. Amen? And I won't have my hair singed. Right? I don't like no singed hair. Right? I know my wife don't. No singed hair. I press toward the mark for the prize. What's at the end of it? Life. Life and health. What's he saying? Guard your heart. Take my paths. Go my ways. My ways are perfect. Trust me. You'll get through. You'll come through better than ever before. You'll have more than you ever had. Your life will be fulfilled, not just your pocketbook. Amen? I wanted my pocketbook full so bad. Lord, if you could just give me money, I could get out. Money will not get you out of a problem. I don't care how much of it there is. It won't do it. But if you see God, then that money means so much more. Why? Because now you can love the waitress that just got yelled at with a great big tip. Right? Now you got something to love people with. That's what it's for. That's what it's for. Not your bills. Right? Isn't that what he said in Matthew 6? He said, don't seek after all that. Seek my way. Seek the kingdom of heaven. Seek me. Seek me and all this other stuff. I'll add it to you. What's he saying? I'm a real good dad. If you'll just do what I say, go my direction, you'll never hurt all the days of your life. And you know what? I've found that as I go his ways, I have less and less to worry about, right? Because it's the people that aren't following him that are worrying, right? And he says, don't worry. What is he saying? Follow me. Don't worry. Follow me. Don't worry. Take the narrow path. Don't worry. Take the narrow path. Anytime you find yourself worrying, crawl into the narrow path. Yeah. Because you won't worry if you're seeking him. When I started seeking him, the things that I spent time worrying about, I came out of the narrow path and they were gone. Glory to God. When I began to press towards the mark of the high call of Jesus Christ, and that's what we're all designed to do. Everybody here, you're one of the few. How many few do I have in here? We're one of the few. Right? We're pressing towards the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And as we press, as we get down, if we have to crawl into that narrow gate, we're going to crawl. Why? Because we know what's in there. We know there's life. We know there's health. We know there's peace. We know there's provision. We know everything good is that way. And everything our flesh thought was good is that way. So we're going to deny our flesh and we're going to seek God every day of our life, because we are the few and not the proud. The Marines are the few and proud. We're not taking their thunder. We're not taking their thunder. We're thankful for them. We're the few walking through the narrow gate. Glory to God. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord.